Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. Going back to, we're going to open the phone lines in just a minute, folks, so just hang in there.
Ernie? Yeah. I don't know the name of your guest.
My guest is Dr. Peter Glidden. He has written a book called Attempt a Cure, with Holistic Medicine, and it's a big good seller. And he's written another book called Everybody is Sick, and I Know Why. And he is a naturopathic, and he is now a naturopath. There's nothing like a psychopath, right, Peter?
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
It's nice to meet you, doctor. I just didn't know who Pastor Ernie was talking to.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't introduce you two fellows. Peter, this is Chaplain John McTurnan from. He was one of the co-founders of Cops for Christ International. He has written several books too, and he's regularly with me on Friday nights. We go back. We've been very active together, especially in the pro-life movement, but doing a lot of. And John is a former 26-year special U.S. Treasury agent, and he is very good where it comes to investigating things, and he's done a lot of that investigating for us. And so that's where we get a lot of our material and things for the programs we do.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much. Pleasure to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
It's good to have both you guys here with us, two pretty smart fellas. And so with that, we're going to go and take some calls. You ready to talk to Cindy in Chicago?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Well, we're doing all right, and how are you?
I'm all right. I have a question for Dr. Glidden.
Go for it.
Yes. How do you strengthen your internal ligaments, especially to your kidneys? The reason why I ask this question is because my right kidney keeps dropping now the past year. I go to the chiropractor, and he adjusts it to get it back up. But when I pick up something heavy with my right hand, it seems to drop. So how strengthen your internal ligaments, that are attached to your organs? I never knew you had them on the inside of your body. I always thought that they were in your arms, legs, hands, and feet, but not inside like that. And will bone broth and collagen strengthen those ligaments on the inside of your body like that?
Well, do you have any problems anywhere else, like a prolapsed bladder or a prolapsed uterus or weak ligaments in anywhere else, or is it just the suspensory ligaments to the kidney?
Sometimes my bladder will stomach muscles because I'm overweight and I know it. So he's given me exercises for that, the chiropractor has. For my upper body to get stronger.
Okay, good. So this isn't rocket science, right? So when we have a weakness in the body, you want to, the first thing to do is to give the body the nutrients that it needs in order to strengthen that particular part of the body. And one of the biggest myths in conventional medicine and in popular culture right now is that you can get all the nutrients that your body needs just from eating, and you can't do it. That's impossible. By the way, that was reported to Congress by the United States Department of Agriculture in 1933, I believe. They gave a report that the level of minerals in the soil in the farms in the United States is dramatically low. And minerals, things like calcium and sulfur and zinc and other things you've never even heard of, are 66% of your body's nutrient needs. That's two-thirds of the essential nutrients that your body needs just to function normally are minerals. And there's less and less and less and less and less and less of them in the food. This is one of the reasons why chronic illness is escalating. It's not because of chemtrails, by the way, which are a real thing. It's not because of the aging process, and it's not because you have a bad gene. It's because your body has simply run out of the stuff that it needs to keep that part of the body healthy. It's not rocket science. So ligaments are high in chondroitin sulfate and other sulfur-bearing molecules. But the magic to our method here, the magic to the naturopathic method, is that we give holistic medical nutrition. So because everything inside the body is connected, and because there are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids, we give everything that the body needs. We give all 90 essential nutrients, and then extra, in your case, ligament nutrients. And so the foundation is called the Healthy Foundation Pack. It gives everything that you need, and that's what I recommend people get. You can purchase that at a company called Eiffel Health, Eiffel like the tower, E-I-F-F-E-L health.com. A Healthy Foundation Pack. And on top of that, a product called GlucoGel. And I would take one GlucoGel capsule per 10 pounds of body weight per day. So if you're 100 pounds, you need 10 GlucoGel capsules a day. So you do, you know, 3 with breakfast, 3 with lunch, and 4 with dinner or whatever. And that's what I would do for 60 days.
Okay, 2 months.
Do you have a phone number for that EiffelHealth.com?
I do. I have to. Okay, I should give it out on the radio here,
yep,
though, because they're paying the bills. Hold on.
Already
should have been prepared, Pastor.
Anyhow, well, while you're doing that, I wanted to announce that this coming Sunday, Lord's willing, we're going to have Elaine Connolly, who sits with us here. She comes in at least once a month with us here. She is a frontline nurse, she's one of those nurses that believe just the way we do about natural herbs and for healing and so on. But she's going to give us an update on some of the things that you're not supposed to know what's happening out there with the poisonous poke.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to that. The number,
96. There you go. EiffelHealth.com. 888-618-1796. All right. Well, thank you, Sydney.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Own broth.
Okay, let's go to, we have Cliff with us here, so let's go to Cliff.
Yeah, hi. On the blood damage thing that you were just talking about, there was an article yesterday on LifeSiteNews.com. And again, on that site, if you click on the bottom, they'll read it to you in a woman's voice. But it was saying that in Germany and Italy, that 2 big studies just came out, and they said they're using dark field imaging and artificial intelligence imaging to look at the blood. They said the people that took the shots are getting a stacking phenomena.
That's right.
And, you know, they're getting their capillary, the flow is just not proper in the capillaries.
Yeah. There's a lot of net negative ramifications for this, because let's remember that this was not really a vaccine. They had to change the definition of what a vaccine was in order to be able to call these things vaccines. It's a completely experimental procedure that's never been done on human beings before, and on every animal model that it was tried on, the animals died. This was a giant experiment. And whether you know, believe in the conspiracy or not, believe in the net negative ramifications of the poke or not, and there are net negative ramifications of it. This is science, by the way. These were experimental. It was the single biggest medical experiment ever done on humanity. And these are the ramifications, and nobody's going to jail. This is a very important thing for the listening audience to understand. Nobody is going to jail. And that is a bigger problem, in my view, than the net negative ramifications of the poke.
Also, just on some supplements, one was, you know, a lot of these supplements seem to come off like trees. Like you got the ginkgo below, yeah, or you got the pine bark. That would be one thing. And,
yeah,
and then there's this book. My other question would be, there's a book called Dissolving Illusions by Susan Humphries, and there's lost remedies in it for some of these prior things like smallpox. And in that book, they mention cinnamon as having an effect against smallpox. And also, yeah, the people that worked in the cinnamon gardens did not get malaria. And they mention also echinacea had tremendous effect, and even if people got the smallpox, it would be much less. Maybe this would relate to monkeypox. I know one of the podcasts I heard that they said they already had a combination smallpox monkeypox vaccine approved as of September 2019. So that's very suspicious.
Well, vaccinations are historically very ineffective at helping to prevent the spread of a viral illness. I mean, they have like between a 17 and a 33% effectiveness rate, and that's just lousy when you consider how much they cost, how long it takes to roll them out, and the net negative effects that they engender. Oh, yeah, things like autism, right? So the cost-benefit ratio there is just not good. And there's an old saying that, thank God for, don't get me wrong, I can prescribe drugs. Thank God for insulin. Thank God for lidocaine. Thank God for general anesthesia. But let's get real. There's an old saying, man made drugs and God made herbs. Who do you trust? Well, I put my money on the botanical medicines. I put my money on the herbs, and that's what my profession researches and brings to the clinical marketplace. I mean, that's our job. And in a perfect world, if we actually had a free medical market where, research money was given to things other than pharmaceutical agendas and the development of drugs, we would have been light years ahead of where we are now, because you wouldn't believe the things that I and my colleagues have seen our patients recover from. You wouldn't believe it. And most of the remarkable recoveries are associated with the therapeutic use of plant medicine. And plant medicines are amazing in their effectiveness, and that's the stuff that needs to be researched. But in the United States of America, the only thing that can treat a disease is a drug. Let me say that again. The only thing that can treat a disease is a drug. So if I discovered tomorrow that dandelions cured liver cancer, the Food and Drug Administration would outlaw the harvesting of dandelions. They'd make it illegal. And the only people that could make the dandelion medicine would be the pharmaceutical industry, and then they'd sell it to you for $5,000 a pill. And that's just not right, but that's the situation that we find ourselves in. Again, ladies and gentlemen, as bad as you think medical corruption is, it's 100 times worse.
All right, Cliff, I got to move on, but listen, thanks. But, just like what Chaplain McTernan said, it's become the whole... you say, why are they doing this? I mean, it's a wrong thing. Why are they doing this? And like you said, it's the hold of devils. I mean, we're at that point where you have so many. You said 700,000 people in this country die every year from medicine, which is not really medicine at all.
Yeah, it's the leading cause of death. Second leading cause of death: heart disease and then cancer. Yeah, it's the leading cause of death is medical treatment. Go figure.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Andy in Middlebury Heights, right here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ernie, and God bless both of you guys for what you do. Pastor Ernie, I don't know if you remember, but I'm 81 years old, and 9 years ago, I can't even remember, but you got us off of the flu vaccine, and the reason you did is you came up and you said that they were using mercury as a preservative. And when I went to the pharmacy at Walgreens and I says to the pharmacist, we were just told that there's a flu vaccine and then there's the flu vaccine for seniors, and it's more powerful and it'll be more helpful. I never thought any more about it. I went to the pharmacy and I said to the pharmacist, you tell me that the medicine for the seniors has got mercury in it as a preservative? And he looked at me and he laughed. He said, I don't know where you heard that. But he says, if you had mercury in it, it goes right to your brain. And that you guys were talking about that tonight, Alzheimer's and everything else. Well, you know what? When that pharmacist went and brought that bottle out, he took a look at it, and he looked at me, and his mouth dropped open. He said, my God, he said, I've been giving this to seniors. He said, I will not give it to them anymore. So, Pastor Ernie, I thank you for keeping what little bit of brain I got left.
Well,
it was your idea, And we followed through, and actually that's what turned us on to you, your honesty. When you said came up with something like that, I think how many people's lives you've saved, you don't even realize it. You just, I know you don't realize it, but be out here on this end of the telephone, and you, how much Doc, you and Pastor Ernie have done, you've saved a ton of lives. And for that, I thank God that you guys are still around and you're still talking.
Well, thanks, Andy, for those kind words, but I get my information from people like Peter. Now, I know one thing. They don't call it mercury anymore. They've got a different name for it.
Thimerosal.
But you can't use that. I mean, it goes right to the brain. And, I mean, you guys know that, but us average people out here don't know that. The word's not getting out enough. And, you know,
correct.
Just thank God that you guys are getting it out. That's all I got to say, and God bless both of you.
Well, thanks, Andy. And boy, I can tell you, Peter and John, the big pharma is not happy with us at all, aren't they?
You know, I got my first death threat the last month, the day after that I was on your show, Pastor.
Yeah, I can understand that. Believe me, I've had a bunch of those in my years. A lot of them. Alrighty, let's go to Miss Young in Philadelphia.
God bless you. I just want to say I'm glad that you spoke on this issue right here. The medicine, is something wrong with it? And herbs is the natural way that Jesus wanted us to go. Now, Jesus is the great physician, and he took me and he took the cancer out of me. I had stage 2 cancer, and he is able to heal, deliver. He's able to walk. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to praise the Lord because he is the doctor. He is whatever you need, the blood, body parts. He has holy body parts. Whatever you need from him, take it in prayer or go to save people, and Jesus will help you because the prayers of the saved avail of much. Pastor Ernie, Joe asked for lift rescue prayer. And I put it on your last night blog. It's on, you know, I posted it there. This is Denise Young from Philadelphia. I used to be Jesus' prophetess, and that was 2004 to 2011. And I just wanted you to have the Lift Rescue Prayer. It's on your blog. And continue to wake up the people so that they know that something is wrong with the medicine. You know, I had recently taken some medicine, and it felt like my stomach was turning into a pool of and I couldn't take that Alka-Seltzer anymore. And I really don't like take pills anymore. And I'm a senior, and I can't, you know, go that way. I just, all these years, been going the way of Jesus. He took the virus out of me. He took cancer out of me. He, you know, God is powerful. And what he does is, he does miracles and healings, and sometimes he sends down holy body parts that attaches itself to your body parts, do the healing and miracles, and then it goes back up to heaven. He fixed me, and I just want to say thank you for all of your miracles and healings.
Well, okay. Well, thank you, Miss Young. We got to move on, but thanks for that call. You know what? You know what she's saying? I went gone about a year or two ago. I went to the doctor, and They were asking me what medications I'm on. I said, I'm not on any. And so this was a doctor of medicine. She was a woman doctor, and she said, so you're not on any medications at your age? I said, that's what I just said. And she said, well, let's just see. Maybe you forgot about someone. And I said, what? And so she gets on her computer and looks up my medical record, and she says, you're not on any medications. And I said, well, that's what I told you, okay? But, yeah, it was like, this is an amazing thing that somebody at my age is not on, and because they just fill these guys, they embalm them with all of these drugs, don't they?
Yeah, and it's crazy. And it would be one thing, you know, if there was a positive result to come out of it, but the drugs, they don't cure anything. They just manage the problem, and they make you more dependent and weaker as time goes by. And that's why life expectancy is getting shorter. because when you're under the influence of these things for your whole life, you get weaker and nothing gets cured. And it's like, I mean, if you had a leak in your roof and, you know, one of the walls inside your house was rotting, well, you could hire a carpenter and he comes in and he rips out the rotten wood and he puts in good wood. Well, you got to fix the leak. If you don't fix the leak in the roof, it's only a matter of time till that gets bad again. Well, that's what conventional medicine is for chronic disease. They don't fix anything. They sweep stuff under the rug, and, you know, you feel better for a little while, but you're not getting healthier, and that's a giant problem.
All right. Well, you know, we just found out here that, radio programs like this one are helping people. We are getting to people. They are learning, and there's more and more of them out there. I know Wendy Wilson has her own radio program. She's on during the week. And she brings up all of the things that we're talking about tonight here on this program, on this station that I'm on. There's another lady who does the same thing. So we are getting the words out. It just doesn't seem like we're doing it fast enough.
Well, not everybody who had the chance to got on Noah's Ark either. So, you know, I mean, I think that's just life. I think history doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes, right?
We're doing the best we can. Let's go to Tim in Dallas. Tim, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders.
Hey, Tim.
A question for Dr. Glick. Dr. Glick, does our body need 102 minerals?
No, 60.
60? Okay.
Yep, 60.
I've been taking CMOS. Is that a good thing to take? I was told it had, like, a lot of minerals in it.
Well, I don't know. I've never heard of that product. But there's one thing that I can tell you is, like, you know, all wine is made from grapes, but there's a pretty big difference from bottle to bottle depending on all these variables. Same thing with chicken soup. Not all chicken soup is the same, and it's because of the recipe and the ingredients. So in the wonderful world of nutritional supplements, there's bad ones, there's middle-of-the-road ones, and there's really good ones. And I've been doing this for 34 years now clinically, and, you know, I've been around this road hundreds of times. I know it inside and out and upside down. And I personally don't make any money from the sale of the nutritional supplements. I want to make that very clear. I don't have any skin in that game. So the supplements that I recommend, I recommend to people because they're the most effective ones I've ever seen. And so if you want to get a mineral supplement, then you should get something called Ultimate Plant Derived Minerals. Ultimate Plant Derived Minerals. It's like $22 for one bottle at EiffelHealth.com. Hands down, the best mineral supplement I've ever seen. And I've seen just about everything. And their number again, 888-618-1796.
I take that. I take that.
Number. I got the CMOS from Dr. Stevens.
Yeah,
I was getting certain things from him when he was alive, and I'm also was getting certain things from his siblings. They broke off, and they're practicing the same thing that he was doing, but they're in different states, and not all in one state. They said they had to break up and spread out so that way nobody can get to them like they need to.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, my profession. You know, we're licensed and regulated. To become a naturopathic physician, it's, I mean, 4 years pre-med, 4 years medical school, 1,000 hours of clinical supervision. You got to pass national boards. You got to pass state boards. You got to get a license, and you got to do continuing education credit every year. It's full-blown primary care medicine. And we are the resident expert in the field of medical nutrition. I mean, that's our whole thing. That's our wheelhouse. So I don't know who this other person is that you're referencing, but
Dr. Stevens,
you know, I would put my money on the naturopathic doctor if you want advice about.
I'm going to have to move on, but thanks for calling. Let's go to Jen in Cleveland.
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air, Jen.
Okay. Are there any dangers for having implants in your mouth?
Oh, I mean, dental implants.
Implants to save a tooth or...
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, every once in a while, you'll get an outlier, a wild card where somebody gets a dental implant and then they start to hear, you know, the local radio station if they turn their head just the right way. But those are the exceptions, not the rule. I'm not aware of any net negative effects, but I will tell you that the reason that the teeth went bad in the first place is not because you're getting older and not because you have a bad gene. It's because your body ran out of the nutrients it needed to keep the tooth healthy. So you would be advised, if you did get a dental implant, to get on board with a medical nutrition program that gave your body the stuff that the bones, in this case the teeth, need in order to be healthy. Because if you don't do that, the jawbone, which they, you know, they drill the screw into to hold the implant in place, I mean, that's made out of the same stuff that the tooth was. And if the tooth got bad, it's only a matter of time until the jawbone gets bad. And so it would be smart to attempt to strengthen the bones in your body if you've got bad teeth. So that's what I would do if I were you. But I'm not aware of any net negative effects from the implant itself.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jen. All right. You know, it's an interesting thing what you just said about picking up a radio station. There was, I remember where a few years back, well, it's been quite a few years back, when the braces that these young people would have would be, I mean, a lot of metal in there. They used to call them metal mouths, in fact. Where that actually happened, where they actually had this fellow on the news, and, well, it was a young girl, I believe, and she was actually picking up radio signals with her braces. That was an amazing thing, huh?
But was she picking up what's right, what's left?
You know what? I don't know. I hope she could get our station. That was interesting. All right, very good. Are you still with us there, John?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie. I'm listening intently.
All righty. The phone lines are open. We have Dr. Peter Glidden with us and Chaplain John McTernan. And we're talking, we're taking calls with your questions. With your questions, we'll take your calls with your questions, your medical questions, or also there's things happening. Now, here's some good news. For example, over 20 states have now filed legal briefs defending Navy service members who refused COVID jab on religious grounds. Now, that's good news. And so some of our military is getting some help out there. Some other good news.
Pastor Ernie, I want to give you some more good news.
Yeah.
Today it was announced in Texas here that since...
I know what you're going to say, 40,000 babies, right?
Yep, Pastor Ernie. I know. Yep.
Yeah. Well, tell the folks. Go ahead.
Yeah. 40,000 babies have been saved from abortion in Texas now.
Since they passed that law, praise the good Lord. And
yeah.
What is it? Now, was it the heartbeat bill? Or because I was a major player in that, putting that heartbeat bill together. Jan Porter was the main drive. But I was in there with her. We started a heart bill right here in Ohio. We did it. And then it spread across the rest of the country. So was that the heartbeat bill, or that the bill that they passed in Texas?
Texas had the law where, yes, and then it was kind of went a little further. Texas had a law that if the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, that we would abortion would be virtually outlawed here. So between both events in Texas, there's 40,000 babies saved now.
Well, we had the very same thing here in Ohio, but right away it was challenged in court. I'm not sure, but I think it's still in a court. It was the trigger. We had a trigger on that once the Supreme Court's passed that, then that would effectively put the heartbeat bill into law. Now I think we're pushing for a human life amendment where outlaws baby killing completely.
You know what really gets my Irish up? In the abortion conversation, the proponents of abortion lean on the whole women's right issue. Oh, it's a woman's right. And it doesn't have anything at all to do with a woman's right. Nothing. Zero. abortion is completely 100% about when does life begin. That's all that it's about. You know, if a woman gave birth to a baby, and a minute after she gave birth to the baby, she slit the baby's throat with a knife, that would be infanticide, that would be murder. So the courts agree, and rightly so, that life begins at some point in time, and it's a bad idea, it's murder if you take that life. And the whole abortion thing boils down to when does life begin? It has nothing to do with a woman's right, but that's the only thing that they've been feeding us for, you know, it has become reality by consensus. Oh, it's a woman's right to choose. Oh, it's a woman's right to choose. It's not. It has nothing to do with it. It's all about when does life begin, and that's what should be talked about.
Some years ago, I did a television program, and I debated on there a pro-death woman who ran abortion mills, and she said it's not life until it takes its first breath. It's not life. It's not until it takes its first breath. And I said, really? I said, if it's not alive, then why do you have to kill it? An abortion, isn't the child killed? Yeah. She said, yeah, the child's killed in an abortion. I said, well, then, if it's not alive, how can you kill it? Can you kill something that's dead? And she had no answer for that, okay?
100%.
And so, you know, I mean, we see, I went into that realm where it's lethal for a liberal, and that is common sense. They have no defense against common sense, none at all.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's go to Pat. Pat, you're in the air.
Hi, Dr. Ernie. Pastor Ernie, and hi, Dr. Glidden. I'm calling in regards to...
Yeah, you got to turn down your radio because we can hear ourselves.
Oh, I already turned it down because I want to make sure that Dr. Glidden hear me. I'm having thyroid issues. I'm losing hair. And also my throat kind of like hurting me a lot. And I was wondering, what could I take for that?
Well, there's a lot of things that you can take. This was one of the things that the Food and Drug Administration actually got right years ago. There was an epidemic of thyroid disease in this country. There was actually this thing called a goiter belt. Because one of the manifestations of an imbalance to the thyroid is that the thyroid becomes enlarged, and that's called a goiter. And it was an epidemic in this country, especially in the Midwest. And the Food and Drug Administration figured out that it was due to a deficiency in the mineral iodine. So they put iodide in salt, and it cured the condition. I mean, it cured it. It was a remarkable thing for them to do. I guess this was back in the day when the pharmaceutical industry didn't have their hooks into everything like they do now. So the thyroid needs a lot of nutrients, especially iodine. So you have to take an iodine supplement on a regular basis. My preferred form of iodine is called Lugol's. That's L like Larry, U, G like Godfrey, O-L-S, Lugol's iodine. See if you can't find that online. And this would be on top of the Healthy Foundation Pack, which gives your body all 90 essential nutrients. And you can get that at Eiffel Health. So I would do the Healthy Foundation Pack and Lugol's iodine if you can find it. And I would do that for 8 weeks. And see whether or not the thyroid responds. If it doesn't respond to the general recommendations that, you know, we give out here, then you're going to need a private appointment with somebody like myself.
Okay, now what about when my hair is falling out and all that?
Well, that's a symptom. One of the symptoms of an underactive thyroid is that your hair falls out. Also that you your energy is wonky. And your body temperature is lower than normal, so you're colder than normal. Your hair falls out. Yeah. You can also have problems with your fingernails. These are all indications that the thyroid gland is underfunctioning. I mean, the first thing to do to figure out if the thyroid is problematic is to get blood work done.
Well, I had that done, and they said, well, your thyroid is good. But what happened is that they was telling me that, oh, if you get on this medication, you can't miss the day. And that is not what I really, you know, because...
Well,
yes,
if your
I'm
thyroid was good, why did they want to put you on a medication?
Well, I'm not saying it. I don't. Well, they said it wasn't good, but then again, too, I don't want to be on a medication that I have to take religiously every day.
Yeah. Okay. So they did blood work. Yeah, they did blood work and they found out that you had an underactive thyroid, and they recommended a thyroid medication, right? So.
Right. Exactly.
So, all right. So for 8 weeks, I would do the foundation pack and the Lugol's iodine. And see if that makes a difference. And what you will notice if it is making an impact in the thyroid is your hair will stop falling out. You'll have a little bit more energy every day. So that's what I would do before you just fall back on the drugs. Because once you start taking thyroid medication, after you've been taking thyroid medication for about 3 years, you have to continue to, you're addicted to it. You can't not take it. So, but it's the only thing that the conventional medical doctors have to, it's the only thing they have. It's the only arrow in their quiver. They don't know anything else to do. So that's why they recommend it.
We got to move on. Thank you, Karen. And, well, no. Yeah, this is Karen. Let's go to Karen in Illinois. Now, let me ask you a question, Karen. Are you there, Karen?
Yeah.
Why are they demonizing women with the name Karen out there? What's going on? I'm looking up on the internet there. And all of the bad women, the villains, are Karens. What's going on with that?
I don't know what started that, but I don't like it. And I just heard that they're going to make a doll named Karen. And I don't know why. Karen, the name is supposed to mean pure at heart, the spiritual, the Christian name. I don't know. I don't know if there was a movie or something where somebody was mean or nasty, and I don't know, then all of a sudden Karen start getting into trouble for no reason.
Well, I'm here to defend you good Karens all over the country.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. I need all the defense.
You're a prince, Ernie. You're a real prince.
All right, there you go. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if he could suggest anything for heartburn.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the things I specialize in, and it's one of the most misunderstood things in the world. Medical doctors will tell you that heartburn is caused by an overproduction of stomach acid, and that's never been proven. In point of fact, they're wrong. Heartburn is caused by an underproduction of stomach acid. And I could walk you through the metabolic pathway that causes that, but I don't have the time to. On my website, I put together a 45-minute webinar expose on the whole heartburn thing, and it walks you through exactly what the causes are. But the operative causes of heartburn are you don't have enough salt in your body because your body needs the chloride from salt to make healthy stomach acid, and you need to have healthy stomach acid to not have heartburn. So the first thing to do is start salting your food so that it tastes good. And you want to use, I like ocean salt. I don't like salt that's been mined. So you can get sea salt, or the brand of salt that's made from the Great Salt Lake in Utah is called Real Salt, R-E-A-L. Try to find salt that has iodine that's added to it and use that. But you want to get into the habit of salting your food so that it tastes good, number one. Number two, you want to stop drinking anything that has bubbles in it. So no champagne, no beer, no soda pop, no tonic water, no sparkling water, no anything that has bubbles in it, because the bubbles will make the bubbles. Yeah, the bubbles make the heartburn worse, and I won't explain that mechanism either. And the third thing you need is a good form of calcium, because there are little cells inside the stomach that squirt out the acid into your stomach, and they're called chief cells. And they need calcium to do that. And calcium, hands down, the easiest nutrient to become deficient in is calcium. Really, 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 really easy to become deficient in calcium. And the most effective calcium supplement I've ever seen in 34 years is called Beyond OsteoFX. That's O-S-T like Thomas E-O, OsteoFX. You can get that at Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796. It's a fantastic supplement. That's what I would do. I would take the OsteoFX, I do two, 1 ounce in the morning, 1 ounce in the evening. I would salt your food so that it tastes good and stop drinking anything with bubbles in it. And I'm going to guess that if you did all of that, your heartburn would be gone in about 21 days.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Karen. And thanks for being one of the good Karens. Let's go to, yes, I mean, that's an amazing, I mean, just think of that. They did that to all the Karens in the country. They could do that to you and I. I mean, just think of that.
Pastor,
I mean,
it's coming.
Yes. Who knows? I'm pretty sure. I mean, they might, they're doing that with Bob for men now? Wow. There you go. So Karens and Bobs deserve each other?
Wow.
All right, there you go. Well, here's for all you Bobs out there. Let's go out to Deborah's in New Jersey. Deborah, you might be next. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Peter Glinton, I have your other book that this ministry sent me because I've been giving money to the ministry. And is this new book? Is this a new book that you got out? I'm hearing.
No, I've only got two. I've got the Attempt to Cure book, which is the treatment book, and I've got another one called Everybody Is Sick.
I have that other one. I don't have the newer one about the treatment. I'm getting ready to have tomorrow. I'm going to get some of my. I have the. I had shingles for about 5 years. I still get the nerve problem up in my eye on my left side. Yeah, and I'm taking gabapentin.
Yeah, so that's just the stopgap.
So I'm taking it. I'm tired of taking it, but I need to numb my
No, you don't. You don't need to numb anything. You need to cure the condition. You need to attempt to cure the condition.
Well,
you don't need to bandage.
I've been to the and I was I'm taking this stuff for 5 years, and the shingles. I'm just saying. Why did the shingles pick on me to stay for 5 years? I don't need it, but I don't know what else to do. What other kind of medicine I can take?
I know what to do.
What is it? I'm saying you say everybody, some people sick, and why? I have that book, but I didn't see anything on shingles.
Yeah, no, that's not my treatment book. The treatment book is called Attempt to Cure, and you can get that at Pastor's Shop as well.
Yeah,
there is a homeopathic medicine that you can get, and you can order this online. Uh-huh. You got to write this down, though. You got a pencil and paper?
Yeah, I have the number. Was that 1-888?
No. This is a medicine that I want you to get online. Do this. Do an Amazon search for this medicine. I'm going to tell you what it is. You ready?
Oh, okay, yes.
You got something to write with?
Yeah, I have a pen, yeah.
All right, here we go. It's S like Sam, uh-huh. P like Peter, I like India, mm-hmm. G like God, E like Edward, L like Larry, I like India, A like Apple. It's by Gelia is how you pronounce it. And I want you to get it in the 30 C strain.
The first letter is S, like in Sam.
Yeah, that's correct. S P I G E L I A.
Yeah. Okay. But Gelia. Oh wow. So
get it in the 30 C potency. It's by Gelia 30 C. C like Charlie. It'll come in a little vial about the size of your pinky finger. It'll look like a lipstick container, and in that vial is about 100 little white medicated pellets.
Uh-huh.
Take two pellets twice a day for 14 days. Two pellets twice a day for 14 days.
Twice a day for 14 days?
Yep, and then call me back a month from now and tell me what happened.
And you can call our office to get the book, Attempt a Cure, at 440-338-1367 440-338-1367. We got to move on. Let's go to.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you're in the air. Pastor Hal, did he fall asleep again?
I wanted prayer for my. I'm going to take. I'm getting my. The glaucoma.
All right.
My eyes. They're gonna take and clear my eyes because I have what is it called?
Cataract.
Cataract. Yeah. They're supposed to do one time. You know, I missed the first time because there was a mixture with my insurance. I'm 80 years old almost, and I still work. So, tomorrow morning, I'm supposed to get one of the eyes because I wanted a little prayer. If you could say a little prayer, especially the pastor there, because they're going to take out one eye. They're going to fix one eye, and then later they're going to do the other eye.
Okay.
So a little prayer, if you could pray for me.
Okay, now is this Deborah in New Jersey? Somewhere along the line, I lost. Okay, so look, we will do that right now. Let's pray for it. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Deborah up in that situation and ask Father God, Lord, that you would touch her and, Lord, that you might touch her eyes. But, Lord, in every area, Lord, every area where she might receive a blessing from you, Father God. And we know that always the first blessing that one must receive is salvation, eternal life. And I don't know, Deborah, but I just would say, Lord, give her the blessings, Lord.
I'm a member of your thing every week.
All righty. Well, very good, Lord. So touch her,
yeah.
Heal her, be a comfortable to her. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sending you $100.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go. Okay, we got Lamond. Lamond will be the last call, then we go to Pastor Hal. Lamond, you're in the air.
Yes, I'm here. Dr. Glidden, what can you take besides taking Viagra? My wife, I do not want to get on a synthetic medication.
Okay, so the first thing to do is stop taking a statin drug. If your medical doctor has prescribed a statin drug, you need to get off of it because there's no relationship.
I'm not on anything right now.
Okay, good. So you want to eat a diet that's high in cholesterol. You want to eat butter. You want to eat cheese. You want to eat meat that's cooked rare. You want to eat bacon, but you don't want to cook the bacon. You don't want to burn it. You want to eat eggs that are soft boiled or soft scrambled, not hard boiled. Or poached, you can do that. Make sure you salt them so that it tastes good. And there is... a botanical medicine, a vitamin. Oh, boy, It's skipping my mind right now. I'm trying to dial it in here. It dilates blood vessels, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, and I apologize. There is one thing that you can do. There's a botanical medicine that you can take. The name of the botanical medicine is, believe it or not, it's called horny goat weed. I'm not making that up.
I have.
You have it. Did it work?
Yeah. I haven't started using it. I got it from the health food store.
Yeah, so you want to see if that floats the boat. Another thing, everybody, and by everybody I mean everybody, everybody needs the healthy foundation pack because your body needs nutrients in order to make things work, and everything's connected. So, there might be some mineral deficiencies that are in your body that are causing a roadblock in this area. So that's the first thing that I would do is do the healthy foundation pack and then the horny goat weed, see if it makes a difference in a diet that's high in cholesterol.
I got one more question. Then we'll let you go. What about growing the hair? I got a doctor trying to give me some minoxidil, low dosage tablets.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do that. If I knew how to regrow hair, I'd be a billionaire. I mean, no kidding. That's a gigantic industry. I have no idea what to do for that, regretfully, and I wish that I did.
Yeah. All right, very good. I've got to move on because we are out of time. Let us go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you are in the air.
Okay, how much time do I have?
4 minutes.
Okay, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, In other words, everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now would rather go to heaven than go to hell and die lost. And every one of us has been told some way to get to heaven. It might be joining this church or that church or following some man or something like that. But the Bible is the only one that has the accurate way. And it says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. If you want to get to heaven, you go to Calvary. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you have ever done. He allowed Jesus to transfer your guilt and mine upon his son, who was perfect. The pure, perfect blood of God himself was going through the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's the only thing that could wash away your sins and mine. But now that doesn't become yours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says it's a free gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Every false religion out there that calls itself Christian and is not tells you you got to do something to get to heaven. The Mormons ride their bicycles, the Jehovah's Witnesses knock on doors, and I could go to a bigger cult that tells you to worship the Queen of Heaven and go do penance and pray to a lost person in a black box and everything that's never been biblical at all. And your human effort is not going to get you to heaven. It's only when you go to Calvary and say, God, you know I can't save myself, but only Jesus can save me. Only Jesus died on the cross. And when Jesus died, he said, it is finished, which means all the work necessary for you to go to heaven has been done. Now, whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call means to pray. You pray and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and give to you that free gift, that payment he paid for you on that cross. And according to Revelation 3:20, he's knocking at the door of your heart right now. No matter how bad your sins have been, no matter how many sins you've done, he can come into your heart right now and wipe the whole slate clean and make you a brand new creature in Christ. If that's what you want, if you're tired of your sick, miserable, sinful, depressing, discouraging, dead-end life, turn your life over to Jesus Christ right now and let him come in and give you a new life in Christ. And if you'd like, let's pray that prayer right now. We could pray together, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, okay? He's knocking at your heart. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell. And thank you for eternal life and a home in heaven, for your love, and for you paying that payment on Calvary's cross for me. And I receive it right now in full and give you all the praise and the glory for my eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer just now and meant it, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Not to think it, wish it, or hope for it, but know it. Because God promised it to you, and he cannot lie. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, very good. Thank you for that prayer. We are out of time for tonight. Peter, thanks for being here. John, thanks for being here. And again, Pastor Hal, thanks for that prayer.
Pastor Glenn, thank you for that medicine stuff you sent me and everything. It's been a big help, and everything's shrinking back into place.
Excellent. I love my job. Thank you for the trust.
Okay.
All right, yeah, you were talking about some of the very same things that the callers talked about tonight here, Pastor Hal, and it's working for you. So, again, thanks for being here. We are out of time, so at this time we say good night. God bless. And always, let's do it. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.